The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More visible Gardaí presence has been introduced in key areas of Dublin city centre and some surrounding areas over the past fortnight as part of a new policy by an Gardaí Síochána. Our chief reporter Barry White is with me now. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
How many more officers on the beat are we talking about?
Well, last month, 149 Garda recruits graduated from the Garda Training College in Templemore, Pat, with 98 of these new recruits now being stationed in Dublin. So this has allowed for more resources to be deployed specifically to the Dublin South Central and Dublin North Central Garda divisions. And it's my understanding that many of these new recruits are now working out of Pierce Street and Shore Street Garda stations in the city centre. Now, Gardaí say this has allowed them to enact high visibility foot patrols with an increased focus and a robust approach to public order policing, antisocial behaviour, drug dealing, drug taking, aggressive begging, theft and shoplifting. And the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, told me this is part of a new approach to make Dublin city centre safer.
It's noticeable, and I'm very pleased with the response. When you're walking around Dublin now, you'll see considerably greater visibility of Gardaí. That's what people want to see. It also provides people with a greater sense of security and confidence about being in the city, and that's something essential that we have to achieve.
Increased Gardaí visibility. Now, is this the government admitting, though, that Dublin actually was unsafe?
Yes, we just have to deal with the circumstances as they present us at an individual time. So I'm not going to start comparing what happened in the past or indeed the future. What we want to see, and it's not just in Dublin, but throughout our communities, we want to see greater Garda visibility. I'm pleased to say that we've increased civilianisation within the force. At present, we've about 3,500 civilians working within Garda Síochána. The purpose of that as well was to try to free up Gardaí to get them out in the street. So listen, the campaign has to remain clear. We want greater Garda visibility. People want to see them on the streets. It provides a greater sense of safety and security. That's what I'm committed to achieving as Minister for Justice. In fairness, the senior management within the Garda Síochána agree with that, and that's why we're seeing greater visibility.
I suppose the public want to know, Minister, will this become a permanent fixture now? Increased visibility will be something that we see all the time, and not just, I suppose, something we're going to see for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. The commitment from me and what I've asked the Gardaí to ensure is that we have greater visibility on an ongoing basis. This is not like it's just, you know, the visit of the American president or something like that, where you see greater Garda visibility for a day or two. This is a policy, a strategy that's been put in place by an Garda Síochána. They've listened to my views, they've listened to views of government, and I think it's very welcome. So you're absolutely right. We don't want this just to be a short-term measure for a couple of weeks. I don't believe it will be. I believe that we're going to see it as a long-term policy.
And that's the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan. Barry, this increased visibility, is it focused on any particular areas and particular streets?
Yeah, Pat, Gardaí say they're focusing on key areas. So the upper and lower junctions of O'Connell Street, Henry Street, Talbot Street, Capel Street, Grafton Street and Bachelor's Quay. And these locations were chosen after the guards received feedback from the community and businesses in the city, as well as their own crime location data. So they're targeting areas where crime is higher. The crimes that I said, shoplifting, antisocial behaviour, drug dealing, that's where these crimes would be higher, and that's the areas they're targeting. And Pat, I asked these people in the city centre yesterday, did they notice the increase in Garda visibility, and do they think it'll make a difference, and did it give them a sense of reassurance?
There is an awful lot of Gardaí, and it's good to see them back out on the beat and helping people, because we need that, because people are afraid to come into town or to go places because of antisocial behaviour. It was getting worse in the last 2 years in Dublin.
Does the increased Garda presence then, would it make you feel at ease coming into the city? Do you think it'll make other people feel at ease?
Yes, it would, without a doubt. It's relaxed people a lot since we've seen more Gardaí on the beat and walking, because it's no good in the cars. They need to be doing more walking.
So they need to be out in foot patrols like we're seeing?
Yes.
There's none around at the moment, and it's very hard. When you do see them, you see one or two standing outside the GPO. That's as far as I see them. But they'd want to be sent into Talbot Street. They'd want to be sent into Henry Street. They'd want to wipe out all what's going on in Moore Street. It's disgraceful. It's a dump.
Do you feel safe in the city?
No, I don't. And I'm from the city centre. And we're from the city
centre. We're from the city centre, yeah.
And I'm only coming to see my sister because she's home from England. But other than that, I don't come into it. It's a kip. It used to be lovely.
Well, me and my husband, we'd be in a few mornings a week, come in for a cup of tea and that, you know. But if we do see a police, my husband always says, there's two visitors. He always says that. There's two visitors, Alice, because we don't see them that much, you know what I mean?
Does there need to be much more Gardaí, though, even though the Gardaí are saying they've increased visibility?
Yeah, increased so many there a few weeks ago. But not here. I don't know where they are, but they're not in town. As my friend said, see two inside the GPO, and that's as far as it goes.
There's more Gardaí 40 years ago on the streets than what there is now.
People I've seen are probably very young people. I think they're just newly recruited Gardaí, you know, going around groups and very young, small. Certainly an increase in the population in the city centre, but that has been matched by the increase in the amount of Gardaí, unfortunately. No.
They say they're increasing visibility, just to see one there walking by now. Is that something that is needed and that people want to see?
I think so, yeah. I think it gives reassurance. And I would prefer to see... I don't like seeing Gardaí on their own, to be honest, in the present environment. I think that it's for their sake as well, it's safety in numbers. So I think it's better that these two people are going together, you know.
Some mixed views there as to the renewed presence of Gardaí on the streets. Lots of comments coming in. As a musician, I do gigs every Thursday and Friday nights in Temple Bar since 2022. I've thankfully rarely seen such negative stuff happen there, mostly positive, but nevertheless, always good to see the Gardaí around. That's from Peter. Saw two guards walking up Talbot Street, two walking up Henry Street. Better than none, which would be the usual. Was in the city centre the other night meeting two friends from London. We took a walk down O'Connell Street, and yes, there was a major increase in Gardaí on the beat, but we did notice three Gardaí walking past what was obviously a drug deal going down. Whether they didn't notice the obvious or didn't care, only these three Gardaí can answer. You can see the presence around, and it's about time. The guards are doing a great job at the moment. You can see them visibly dealing with low-level antisocial behaviour. It looks safer and it feels safer. That's from Al, a taxi driver. In Paris, we have plainclothes police in the tourist areas who are much more effective in catching drug dealing and pickpockets than the uniform police, and they're not too gentle either. I have no fear of crime when I'm walking the streets of Dublin. What scares me are the cars and motorbikes which speed through red lights and the cyclists on the footpaths. Another one, pass through O'Connell Street twice a week after 8 p.m. There are never any Gardaí to be seen. It is a myth that the Garda are patrolling the north inner city. Are they afraid or do they not care? That's from Tony in Terenure. Now, Barry, you've been in and around the city centre yourself. Have you noticed the extra Gardaí?
Yeah, Pat, I have been in and around the city centre a good bit in the last week or so. Now, it's been during the day and particularly in the last 2 days. And yeah, from my personal experience, I've definitely noticed a more visible Garda presence. I was on O'Connell Street, Grafton Street, Henry Street, Talbot Street, Capel Street, down and around the Quays and down towards Jervis Street Shopping Centre. And there were guards walking around everywhere I went. And I spent a bit of time in each of those streets just to make sure that it wasn't just a one-off. And it wasn't just officers on foot patrol I seen. I saw Gardaí on bikes. I also noticed more Garda patrol cars and vans around. And it's not just in the city centre I've noticed this. I live in the Dublin 8 area and I go out to walk most nights, Pat. And I've noticed guards on foot patrol the last few nights when I've been out for a walk in the Dublin 8 area. And Pat, I've been in Dublin 7 years now, and I have to be honest, I work in the city centre, I live close to the city centre, so it's an area I'd be around a lot, and it's the most visible Garda presence I've seen in the last 7 years. And look, a lot of people have been crying out for this for quite some time, and businesses will be hoping that more Gardaí in the beat will reassure the public and eventually result in more people coming into the city centre. And for William Corr, who has worked at Jerry Keane Paint and Wallpaper Shop on Talbot Street for 50 years, the increased Garda presence is welcome.
The shopkeepers have noticed it. Just to see them, speaking to them, they're mainly here as a presence. They're calling in, so they're good. After 50 years here, it's the best I've seen in a long time. The last time I seen it was when they had overtime 2 or 3 years ago, but that only lasted about 3 weeks.
Early days yet, but is it making a difference?
Early days, we just need to get it out there that Talbot Street and most of Dublin will be safe again, reclaim the street and make a huge difference. We have lost a lot of older people who will not come into Talbot Street, not come into Dublin. So it's a huge difference, all right.
And how important is that the message is out there that there is an increased Garda presence, so then people will feel safe to come back into the city?
It's important for the people that we, especially for our business, for the older people, wallpaper and paint and things like that. But the message has to be out there. it's so hard to get it out there because it only takes one incident and everyone goes, the streets are unsafe. Giving out about the door, how Talbot Street is, doesn't help. Every time there's a break-in or a robbery, it happens in every city. But because it happens here, it's highlighted and things like that. So it's very important to get it out that the guards are back.
And that makes people feel at ease.
Absolutely. I can see it with customers coming in. There's another guard now walking up. So it's marvellous to see some of this.
That's William Corr from Keane's Paint and Wallpaper on Talbot Street. He says it's the most visible Garda presence he's seen in 50 years. Early days, though, Barry, has it made any difference yet? And will it make a difference, do you think?
As you say, Pat, it's early days. This increased visibility began on Monday, March the 24th. So it's probably too soon to say if it's made a difference. We've seen this before sporadically in the last number of years where we've seen extra Garda in the streets, but it's only lasted about 2 weeks. I put that to the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan. He says this is here permanently. It's going to be here for good. So if it is here for good, it should make a difference. I think it will reassure people. And look, Dublin City Centre has gotten a reputation as being unsafe in the last couple of years. I think it's fair to say that. And that's based on people's experiences, and you can't tell people their experiences is wrong. I experienced this myself, me and my girlfriend, at the start of January. We were going to the cinema. I was getting the Lewis in, she got the bus in, and we said we'd meet each other at the cinema on Parnell Street. When Yvonne was walking from the bus to the cinema, someone tried to mug her. And that put us off going into the city centre there then. And the reason it put us off, Pat, was because you wouldn't have seen a guard in that area. If you've seen guards in the street in Parnell Street now at night time, would we go back to the area? Yeah, it would reassure you. It would make you feel more at ease. So look, more Garda is reassuring. And ultimately, the aim here will be to make the city centre feel safe again. And I think the increase in Garda visibility will help. As I said, Pat, the aim here is to tackle antisocial behaviour, drug dealing, aggressive begging, thefts and shoplifting. And I think shoplifting in particular is something retailers really want to see targeted. Theft rose by 8% in the second quarter of 2024, according to the CSO. However, Retail Excellence Ireland say there are incidents every day that go unreported. Because when shop owners report crimes of shoplifting, nothing happens. Mm. The people who do it just get a slap on the wrist. So they're repeat offenders, and that's why they don't report it. And I've been speaking to Paul Gallagher, who owns Skechers on Henry Street and the ASIC shops on O'Connell Street. And while he welcomes the extra Garda patrolling the streets, he says this won't be enough to deal with shoplifting, which he says is at epidemic levels.
I think shoplifting is pandemic at the moment. I think it's really serious. O'Connell Street, Henry Street is particularly challenging. You have staff being assaulted. It would be unusual for a day to pass that there wouldn't be some minor or major incident. And, you know, staff are feeling threatened at times, and it's very difficult.
How often do you see shoplifting? Is it a daily occurrence?
Yeah, it's a daily occurrence, absolutely. And we may not be robbed on a daily basis, but there'd be certainly an attempted or an incident of either minor or major importance every single day. It's become slightly unsafe at times, you know. It's certainly got to a stage where the staff are feeling threatened on a regular basis.
And look, more Garda on the streets, will that make a difference in terms of shoplifting, or is that still not enough?
It's a start, and I do think the more Garda on the streets, and the Garda we talk to are certainly committed to helping with the problem, but their hands are tied with an inefficient and unsuitable and outdated judicial system. This problem is a major epidemic in Dublin, and there's a very little consequence for shoplifters. There's an increasing frustration in Garda, resting Johnny, and then your man is out that afternoon giving him the two fingers walking down the street.
And is that something you've experienced?
Absolutely.
You catch somebody shoplifting, and then you might see them the next day?
You could see them that afternoon if you caught them early enough in the mornings. And they're in again sometimes to rob the same thing that they tried to rob the first day, right? They don't care because there's no consequence. And all you'll get is abuse, or you get spat at. Your staff have been pushed and kicked and shoved. The judicial system needs a revamp, and the government are saying they haven't enough jails, but there's certainly enough buildings around the place. But when they go to jail, there should also be a consideration for maybe reducing their dole or whatever they're on by 50% while they're in prison. There needs to be some type of punishment. These people are going around, it's laissez-faire, it's nearly a touch of the Wild West. They just seem, there is no consequence for breaking the law.
No consequence for breaking the law. So Paul there mentioning the judicial system and the repeat offenders. How will the Garda cope with that? I mean, you know, well, it's down to the courts, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Gardaí say there will be a pro-arrest policy for repeat offenders and they will strongly object to bail applications for repeat offenders. The Justice Minister says this isn't a temporary increase in visibility. But as you say, Pat, and as Paul Gallagher said there, they may arrest more people, but where are they going to put them because their prisons are overflowing?
Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.